The two hunters died of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or CJD. It's an illness caused by mutant prions similar to those that cause chronic wasting disease, or CWD, in Wisconsin's wild deer herd. An investigation found no link between venison consumption and the men's deaths, but doctors at the University of Washington Medical School say the fact that two men knew each other and hunted together is cause for concern, because the disease only occurs sporadically in 1 in a million people. Dr. G. Richard Olds at the Medical College of Wisconsin agrees the case needs more investigation, but he points out it took more than a decade and more than 20 human deaths to prove a link between mad cow disease and CJD in Britain.
We're not going to be able to determine this with just one or two cases. It's going to take, you know, unfortunately, quite a, you know, not hundreds, but probably at least 10 or 20 cases before we can be sure that we've actually seen the first case of humans CWD.
A Madison activist and researcher who has written a book about mad cow disease agrees there's still no proven link between CWD and CJD. But John Stauber says the Washington deaths highlight the need for the state to do more comprehensive testing for CWD.
Chronic wasting disease may threaten human health, and I think we need policies such as testing every deer before it's processed so that we're not seeing any deer with chronic wasting disease processed or eaten.
So far, the state has tested more than 20,000 wild deer, and 130 have tested positive for CWD, but testing for the disease in the state remains voluntary. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.